Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I started out so, you know, real fast before the bend, but nevertheless, I'm here. I'm glad to talk to you again about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. It's out now. You know, I'm doing these podcasts because for the most part, been gone 3 or 4 months, and I love podcasting. You know, from Twitter and from around the world. If anyone has any questions about my podcast or me, contact me at DoveKneesLove22 Twitter. Now, I wanted to say, contact the real Dove Knight and no one else, because only I know what Dove Knight is all about. Because as I put in my tweets and as I put in talk about these broadcasts, In relation to the music, all, you know, it's all legit, it's all honest and positive. Please contact me directly, which I prefer, because that makes things more easier. Because I had people who contacted me or came over indirectly. I think that's kind of not ethical, but for those who want to, please contact me on email, preferably at DoveKneesLove22 Twitter at DoveKneesLove22 Twitter. Some people wonder why I don't have a website. I do have a website. I'm looking at discussions of putting that together. I did say it was a video that I made, that I promised a video to come out a couple of days ago. I did do the video, and it was an error. It's just a simple video, like the video I did, I Really Want to Get to Know You, which happens to be on Vivo. I'll see about it in the next few days. It's just a fun video. We will see, but the video I did put... post, you know, little tidbits on the album, The Dove Knight Matter Part 2. And again, everything is honest. Sure, very honest. And the real Dove Knight. I want everybody to know that. I wrote songs about adversity, and I wrote songs about love. And that's an important point for me when I do write songs. I would love to write songs about social issues in general, but I want to get, you know, but for me, the perspective of songwriting is to write about what's going on in my life or what happened. Get inspired to write. Take lemons and make lemonades out of it. That is how I write. I learned how to write. I didn't learn how to write, you know, just... You know, any other way, but then my songwriting developed into something bigger. Writing about love came easy. And writing love songs is about inspiration. Looking at something, could be related to me. Look at my life. My life has been eventful. It has been dramatic, unfortunately, in some ways that I don't want to talk about, but in a way that have helped me understand the process of creativity and helped me realize that there's so much to write about on issues related to love. Because love is such an important topic for me to sing. because I gotta sing it, because I'm already singing out melodies and I sing the whole song. So, but recently I've been using a keyboard to make up melodies. You know, I just had to expand, you know, using the instrument, because when I sing out a whole melody and I got the whole melody in my head, I forget it, and then I'm like, let me go to the keyboard and write it. So it's a fun, it's so fun to do, because it's important for me to do that. But you know, it's about the singing voice. You know, the singing voice is where it started, wanting to sing. Singing is so important to who I am as a person. Singing is about expression, pain, and sorrow. But here's a song that's on there that has been released. It's a pop song about love. Get that on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, The Hits. Now, I Want You was a song that was developed with another songwriter, David. I call him David W. And it was such a joy to make, me writing the lyrics. The whole melody, the sound was just so great to do. Why did I write this song? I wanted to experiment, because up to that time I was just writing rock songs. You know, they were punk rockish or hard rock and rebellion, and then I wanted to expand into pop, because I love to sing pop. And that was one of my first songs I recorded, which was I Want You. I was inspired to just learn and grow as an artist, and I'm still growing. Even from that point, I grew a lot vocally, because vocally I use my voice not only to sing but also as an instrument. My voice is I use it to sing, and I use it to make sounds like a guitar or piano. So it's an instrument or sound. So that's important for me. But I also know I have to go to another instrument, like actual, you know, instrument like a piano, and come up with the melodies. But singing is just the main part, because I enjoy singing. I've been singing since I was a kid, and I didn't care what anybody else thought about my voice, you know. And I'm gonna be playing. My voice is good, and you know, there are people who I admire whose voices I would imagine, you know, I get inspired because their voices are so great, like Freddie Mercury or Steve Perry and pop and rock, or Axl Rose and hard rock, who has powerful voices, or in rhythm and blues like Luther Vandross or Patti LaBelle. Or Whitney Houston pop, or, you know, they just have great voices. And, you know, it's just the situation as it is. I had to find my own unique style and the way I sing it, because I can be influenced. But I realized the way to do it for me is to do it my own way. my deep tenor or my deep baritone to high tenor to counter tenor at times is where it is. And that's how it will always be. And I'm still trying to expand my horizons as being to expand by getting involved and learning and listening to all types of music, whether it's pop, R&B, country, rock, jazz, classical, etc., to make me a full artist. But as I said, I started off rock and roll from Roots of Rebellion because I was just a misfit. And one of the reasons why I was a misfit in my hometown in general was because of dealing with ignorant people. I was like, is everybody ignorant? You know, they go, you know, they judge people who want to live or who want to expand their horizons mentally or lifestyle, etc. And this is the song that inspired me to write that. I'm doing what I can to enhance thyself, to make sure that I have a stabilized life, because I just realized how tragedy can reinforce victimization. The reason why I say that is that I found out in my family someone passed, and they found this body. And it was a reminder of how much tragedy I went through in my own family, not in my own life, where I had homelessness and so much adversity, but learning through positive thinking and knowing that things will change, that things will change. And I continue to go for my dreams and be positive. Because the important thing about being positive is tell it like it is, tell what's going on. And simply being unique is a gift. The song Unique is on CDs or iTunes, it's everywhere you can find it, Amazon. And, it's a product of just belief in thyself, love of thyself, and not letting someone to tell me otherwise. Because I had to believe in me. I had to believe in thyself when I write these songs. But most importantly, when I sing it, because that's how I got into music, by just singing. Because I love to sing. And that's where it is. And again, thank you for listening to this podcast, or whoever is listening, because it's truly an honest discussion of what the song Unique is about. And you can find it everywhere, Spotify everywhere, and you can listen to it. Because I am a professional singer-songwriter. I got this far, and I'm going to keep going. Whatever it takes me, it's going to be positive, and I know that going for that dream when I came to Hollywood was the right thing. But also, knowing that I'm a good person, whether I'm unique or not. And that's what it is about being who I need to be. And again, that's why I also written this other song in relation to that.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed, but then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright, but I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself.
It's overcoming adversity, and we talked about that because I was looked too odd, or because of bad luck, or whatever. The point is to be positive, because the truth is, again, as I mentioned, I learned that life is too short, and I have one life to live. So until the day I die, I'm going to make the best out of it about what I do on this planet. Because that's what I need to do. Make the best out of it and still go for dreams. And live life to the fullest. And that's what tragedy is now, what I am. Because I wasn't born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner. And that's all I need to say on that topic. And the reason why I talk about these philosophical discussions or what I experience are related to the song, why I written the song. Because the song Tragedy is Not What I Am is on Deezer, Spotify, Amazon, etc. But is you can find it at the Dove Night Matter Part 2. It's available on iTunes, Deezer, etc. And again, thank you for listening to me on this podcast, whoever's listening. And I really truly appreciate it. bud person. I really am. You'll find that I love to write about songs. Songs about love. Love, 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 love. This music for you. It's all for you. Really, it is, because I'm a professional singer-songwriter. Yes, I'm in the music industry. Yes, this is who I am. One day at a time, because it's part of who I am, and I'm giving it to the world. I'm speaking from the podium to the world of creativity and love to you. And last thing I want to say, what I usually say is, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever religion you believe in is truly good, because we're all equal on this planet. Good day, good night, wherever you are, wherever, you know, wherever who's listening to me, whether it's in America or so on, I know that you should enjoy this podcast, because it's all for you. From Dove Knight.